Give to Caesar, or repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. In three simple questions and the answer to these questions, I want to reflect on what this quote of Jesus is all about. What's behind this quote? See, in Palestinian society of Jesus' time, there were two kinds of coins in circulation. You had the Herodian coin and the Roman coin. And why? Why were there two kinds of coins? The Romans overtook the Palestinian land in about 63 BC. But for some reason, they allowed Herod to continue as the ruler of Palestine. It was mainly to pacify the Palestinian people. The Herodian coin had some very abstract inscription on them, the year of mintage, and its value in weight. The Roman coin, on the other hand, on the one side had the image of the goddess Roma, on the other side the image of Caesar, with the words, "Caesar, son of the divine Augustus, high priest." This was very problematic for the Hebrew people because it violated the Torah, the first commandment, "Thou shalt not have any graven images before me." So really speaking, the people did not want to use the Roman coin. The Herodian coin was just used to pay the temple tax and also for some just local trade. But when it came to paying taxes to the Romans wanted nothing to do with the Herodian coin. It was worthless to them. They wanted it in Roman coin. So really, they had no choice. The people of Israel had no choice, including the Pharisees and the Herodians who came to trap Jesus. They actually came with a Roman coin. Now, when it came to, as I said, paying taxes, the Romans only wanted the Roman coin. So that's the context of what is behind this quote. Now, why is Matthew writing this passage? The purpose is multi-pronged. First, remember that the Pharisees sent the Herodians to trap Jesus. So one of the reasons why Matthew is writing this passage is to tell the audience, the readers, that Jesus has outwitted his opponents. And Jesus does, doesn't he? At the end of it all, the Pharisees and the Herodians are left without any response to it. See, the problem was that if Jesus had said, "Don't give taxes to the Romans," he would be in trouble with the Romans. And if he said, "Yes, pay taxes," then he would be in trouble with the zealots and the nationalists who would say, "You are breaking the law." So they wanted to trap Jesus. And Jesus gets out of this trap that they laid very brilliantly. Someday I'm going to do a homily on the brilliance of Jesus. He was one of the most brilliant minds that existed when it comes to human life and wisdom. I'll talk about that another time. But the deeper purpose of Matthew in writing this gospel is to show what Jesus does with the question that the Pharisees and Herodians asked. That question was, should we pay taxes to Caesar? Jesus takes the coin, says, "Whose image is on it?" "Caesar's." "Well, then give it to Caesar." But then Jesus takes his response to a completely different level and says, "And give to God what belongs to God." See, that was not part of the original question at all. But see what Jesus does? He takes that question and gives it a deeper meaning and teaches them an important lesson. Yes, give to Caesar what belongs to him, but give to God what belongs to God. So folks, what's the practical implication of this quote for each one of us? We ask ourselves this question: what is it that belongs to God? The universe and the earth, it belongs to God. It is our responsibility that we give back to God the world as beautiful as it was when God gave it to us. See, Pope Francis has been emphasizing this entire concept of the environment and how important it is that we human beings don't exploit the earth, use it for our own gains, but rather be stewards of it, take care of what God has given to us. To exploit the earth for petty gains is to take what belongs to God and give it to Caesar. And that's not what Jesus teaches us. What else belongs to God? The human person. Every human person belongs to God. From the womb to the tomb, the person, the human person, belongs to God. Now, these days, there are many examples of people being not given the dignity in which God has created them, isn't it? You're all familiar with the Weinstein scandal. How many women have come out saying that in their workplaces and that in society, they are sexually abused and harassed? And after the scandal came out on Facebook, the number of women that used the hashtag MeToo to let people know that women are having a rough time at workplace and sometimes at home in college campuses. Give to God what belongs to God. We cannot exploit the human person for our own benefit. What about women's wages? We're all created equal, aren't we? So why do women get paid differently than men when it comes to the same task? If we're all treated equal, then why don't we treat people equal? Sometimes we fail to give to God what belongs to God. And not only these issues, racism is about not giving human person the dignity with which God, if God created us all, then how is it that we can say that some people may have that dignity and others do not? Poverty and misery, human trafficking, the glorification of wealth. Really, the human person, folks, we really are at the service of wealth. That's how society has been fabricated these days. The glorification of wealth. These are ways in which we take what belongs to God and give it to the Romans. And the scary part of Jesus' quote is this, that it's not only the Romans that, or it's not only the Romans, not only the Pharisees, not only the Herodians that fall into that trap. You and I can also fall into that very trap. This is not just an ancient problem. This is a real problem today. Like Jesus, who took the coin from the opponent's hands. What Jesus did. Jesus said, "Show me the coin." And they showed him the coin. Jesus takes the coin and he examines it. And I think this is what a Christian is called to do today. That we look at the many issues that are rife in our society, socially, politically, economically, and we examine it. And we ask ourselves this one simple question. Am I giving to God what belongs to God? Or am I taking what belongs to God and giving it to the Romans? We have to constantly ask this question. In the Eucharist, we have bread and wine. And when the priest prays the prayer, raising the bread and wine, he says, "Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have these gifts we offer you." See, what are we doing? We say, God of all creation, God of all creation. Why use that term in the Eucharist? Because we would not have that bread without the earth that God has given us. We wouldn't have the wine without the sunlight, the earth, the water, the air. And then somebody has to harvest all that and through human labor transform it to bring it to us for the altar. So not only what is God has created, but what every human person has done, the dignity of the human person, we bring it to the altar. So when we offer this bread and wine, we are really giving to God what belongs to God. The earth and every human person, all the human labor. Let us pray that what we celebrate on this altar, that we can live in our daily lives. That in everything that we do, we give to God what belongs to God. People of God said, Amen.